The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Bookman, author of The Lost Scotch, Volumes 1 and 2, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nussan Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
We're holding in Perek HaMekabel, Daf Kuf Dalet. Perek HaMekabel is discussing Hilchos Oris, a worker who takes the field of a Baal Abos, of an owner, and he works it, and he gets paid from it fruit, and the worker takes a percentage of the fruit, and the Baal Abos takes a percentage of the fruit, and this is the deal they have. The Gemara, on the Amud Beis, gives the following story. How Gabro, there was this worker, the Kabil Arel Shumshimi. He took a field, and the Baal Abos, the owner of the field, said to him, Shumshimi, this year we're going to plant Shumshimi, we're doing sesame seeds this year in the field. And what happened? Zarachiti. And the Oris, the worker, he planted wheat instead. Now, what's the difference between wheat and Shumshimi and sesame seeds? So Rashi explains. Kabel Arel Shumshimi, he took wheat, took the field for Shumshimi. Kablonus Haras Lazara Shumshimi, the opmach, the deal was, you're going to plant sesame seeds. Veheni Yikrin Min Achitin. They're worth more money than Chitin. If you plant sesame seeds, generally speaking, sesame seeds will produce more profit from the field. You'll gain more. However, Umakkishin Hakarka. But it's only a short-term gain because the shumshumin, they weaken the field. The field suffers from shumshumin. It takes more out of the field when you plant shumshumin. Shumshumin, sesame seeds, is a short-term gain and a long-term loss. Chitin, wheat on the other hand, they have not such a gain in the short term. The profit is less than shumshumin. But the long-term loss is not so bad because their effect on the field, the field doesn't suffer so much by producing chitin, by producing wheat. Anyhow, this worker, he had instruction to plant shumshumin. Obviously, could be the owner of the field had a cash crisis. He had to raise capital urgently. It was a liquid problem. So he said, plant shumshumin, I don't care about the long-term loss in the field. And the worker didn't care. And he went and planted chitin. Lamaisa, what happened? Says the Gemara. Says Ata Chiti Kishumshimi. Says what happened was ultimately the wheat was a bumper crop and it produced as much profit as the Shumshimi should expect to produce. Ulamoshal, for example, let's say the Baal Abos was hoping to raise $100,000 by growing Shumshimi this year. And chitin wheat could maybe only have been, let's say, $75,000. And ultimately what happened was the wheat produced $100,000. The Baal Abos got happy. Wonderful. The field produced everything it was necessary to. So Rav Kana Lameimar. So Rav Kana said, he wanted to say, Man ki le kichsha da'arov. Listen, what's happened over here? The Oris, this worker, has gained a profit of $100,000 towards the Baal Abos, and in the same process, he saved the field from suffering the effects of growing shumshumin. It's only grown chitin this year. The field's in a much better state than it would have been. So therefore, Zalt Rav Kana, l'choir in that case, we should reimburse the worker for the loss of the karka which was saved. Give him the profit, why not? Rashi explains, Vavda chitin kishumshimi, what happened? Hitzliach zriyosai, the sowing was very successful. Vavda chitin hukru, the price of wheat went up as well. Vinimtsa shloi hishid bahisi Baal Abos, the Baal Abos had no loss at all, but mashashina zeh, with the change. Vinishtaker, he made a profit, kachashara. He got $100,000 from the fruits which he was meant to get, and he gained the karka was not damaged so much. Because it gets weaker, as we said. Zog drash menakele, he wants to deduct from him. Let's knock off the percentage of the balakarka. Could be the balakarka, the owner was meant to get 30% or 50%. And we'll say, take 10% less. Reimburse the worker. Make chishod the aramash or some akheshes. Imoyazar sum chum shimin. Knock off how much the loss would have been. So zog the Gemara Weitzer. Omar le Rabashi, Rav Kana, he said no. Omri in shikich sha'ara ba'lik chishmora. Rav Kana said, Rabashi said, Rav Kana, we can't do that. We'd rather see in shikich sha, it's better the choira. Pashto says, people would prefer to take a short-term gain over a long-term loss. You can't make that decision for the Baal Bais. The Baal Bais says, do this. I want you to do this. You can't take on your shoulders and make a different deal. This is what Rashi explains. Kuloimar, that means to say, you should have planted sesame seeds. Even though there'll be a loss to the land will get used up more. Don't make the owner take less profit. And he'll go hungry, and his house will go hungry. We don't want that. You should have planted shumashmin, like he said, get the short-term profit. At least keep him liquid. It's not fair for you to go and try and save, make a long-term investment on someone's short-term gain. The Rambam brings this halacha down in Hilchos Chirus, Perek Ches, halacha Yudalit. Hamekabel sod l'zara shumashmin, someone took karka to sell shumashmin, sesame, v'zara chitim did wheat instead, v'asa chitim shoving. It was the same price, kama shuhiru uya lasim la shumashmin. There was no problem. The field produced the same. He got $100,000 of wheat, which would have been the amount of profit realized from the shum shemin. Cesar, ein loy olav el tarumus. He says he only has upon him tarumus. He can have tainus because maise, it was a different deal that was done and was made up, but there's no monetary reimbursement. The Magid Mishnah explains. Ein olav el terumus. There's no terumus. Pirush, what does that mean? Shenoisim loichel koy min achitin. The owner has to pay the worker how much he made up, the percentage of wheat which he was going to give him. Ve'ein yochol loy mar loy. And the worker cannot say, loik chashti sodcha. I didn't weaken your field. K'moy shoy samak cheshes bizuyes hashumushmin. As it would have been weakened with planting shumashmin, va'akein nakeli, and therefore I want a discount. El einoy menakeli, cloud too bad, nothing to talk about. As the Gemara Paskins, there's no reimbursement. You made up for the percentage, let's say 50% of shumashmin, you get 50% of chitin, no difference. Einoy of el tarumus. However, the Rambam adds there is tarumus over here. He does have a moral claim against him for being unfair. The question is brought down in the Achronim is who has a moral claim on who? Do we say the Mekabel, the worker, has a claim against the Baal Habayis? Because I saved you money, you're not paying me, that's not fair. Or do we say Faket, maybe the Noisim, maybe the Baal Habayis has a claim against the worker? When the Rambam says Yesh Lala Terumis, who is he referring to? We'll look in the Rishonim and the Achronim. We don't start from the Magid Mishnah. It sounds like he says the Mekabel, the worker, is upset. You're not paying me, that's not very fair. And we find also the Bach echoing the same sentiments in Simon Shinchav Vav Ein Yalav Et Harumis Pirush. Explains the Bach, Ein le mekabel al ha-noisin, the oris, the worker, has no claim, monetary claim against the noisin, the Baal Habayis, el ha-terumus, only he can be upset. He has a moral claim, al ma she'ein menakeloi klum, bishvil shlahi kish karkoi, I did you a favor. Your land didn't suffer. You should reimburse me. Our pidin, we don't. There's no rechiyah to reimbursement. But still, I'm upset. You should reimburse me. It would be a nice thing to do, lechayra. Yeshe olov tarumus. I can have a moral claim against you for not really being fair. This is how the Bach puts it down. Similarly, the Shach, Simon Shinichov Vav, Sivkot and Aleph, says, Nyoisenir li etzirti hamakabel yeshlo tarumus al noisen. Also, the makabel the oris, the one who accepted the field, the worker, he has tarumus al noisen, mashe torach ad shetzlicho, because he worked until the person successful and work reimbursement for my work. I worked hard, you got a profit. V'chem pirusha Bach, so explained the Bach. V'chem v'vur medivar Rav HaMagid, he also brings a memra Rav HaMagid and the Magid Mishnah. The Sma also brought down this pshat, the Mekabel has a claim against the Noisein. The Bach asked Akash. Fred the Bach Akash though. V'lo yadati minayin loy l'Rambam. But where does Rambam get this from? The Gemara didn't mention this. The Gemara says no place about Tarumus. The Gemara just says there's no money reimbursement. But Tarumus? The Rambam seems to have made this up. Frag der Akasha. Hare hanoisen loy ko'ovid maise. Shemikoycho yie loy olav Tarumus. He asks that question. Practically speaking, this noisen, this person who gave the field over, he hasn't done anything wrong. He gave someone a field. The person did a different job. And now you have a claim against me for moral wrongdoing? I didn't do anything to you. You did something wrong to me. You were a mishana for me. You worker did something different to what you were told to do. And now you're going to have a moral claim against me as well? Fred the Bach v'tzorechin, it's a pella. How can it be such a thing? We find the Taz and the Sma both bring down the other way around. They both bring, look at the Taz. Taz says, beginning of Simon Shinchov Vav, nearly, the Hochik Omer, this is what this means, Hanoisein the Balabais, Yesh lo Tarumus, he has Tarumus, the Omer Le, he says to the worker, Iru Zarata Shumushamin, if you would have planted Shumushamin sesame seeds, like I told you, maybe that would also have been a bumper crop. We would have made more profit. You would tell me I realized $100,000 anyway, I should be happy. What do you mean? It was a great year. Wheat went up, let's say, 25% from 75 to 100. So could be as well that the Shumushmin would have had the same profit margin. Would have gone also 100 to 133,000. And I'd have made more profit. So you Macabre, you worker, you artist, you messed me up. I have Tarumus on you. Mind your claim I don't have. I can't prove it. Who said there'd be more profit? Obalamaisa, practically speaking, you are Mishana Midati. You went against my word. I can have Tarumus on you. Answers the Bach's Kasha very good. There's no problem. The worker did something wrong. The Balabais has Tanis because he did something wrong. He did something different. When we come back, but the Bach agrees, Ladina ain't all of klum. You have no monetary claim. The day bekachlum im ichashvin leik ilhoisa shana pshuta b'shumushmin. Well, cheshmas, let's say it's a shana pshuta. Could be a regular year. We can't give you more money on the assumption maybe you have produced more karka. Oh, but terumus there is. The Sma similarly brings down. He says. Yesh mefarshim, the rots aloymer, hanoisen yesh tarumus ala mekabel. The balabais has tarumus on the mekabel. Kshishinim asher hisnaimi lizayra shumshmini, because he did something different. Freg the smarkash, ay v'ap shabit me'achitin hoy yochel like nois shumshmini me'ashuk. Maybe, what do you mean? What's your problem? The worker can say, listen, here's chitin wheat. It's worth $100,000. Go to the market, sell it, buy shumshmini. You have no problem. You get the same shumshim anyway. You have no loss. If you want shumshim, you can get shumshim. This is the Sma's claim. Mikomokom, he says, nonetheless, nichale b'shiloi. He says he'd rather have his own thing. The aim was there el tarumus, b'loi hezek moment. He says there is tarumus, there is no hezek moment only. So the Sma explains Nichali b'shaloi could be from the Sfora Yaser Adam Kav Shaloi Mitishakav and Shal Chaver. A person likes to have his own fruit. You didn't produce my own fruit. I had to go to market to buy other fruits. I'm really not interested in that. So Mela, for that reason, says the Sma, there could be Tarumis. However, the Sma does finish off Yaser Eli. The Rosh Shaloi Mamakabo Yesh Le Tarumis Al Noisin. However, the Mekabel, he says, ultimately, is the one who really has Terumus on the Noisin. He says the worker is the one who has Terumus on the Noisin. What to do with the Bach's Kasha? The Bach said, how can that be? He doesn't address it. He says, Grada, Masha Torach Achesichel Yes Shavim, the Shumashmin. He says the bumper crop could have been realized by the increased effort of the worker. Increased effort, if I work harder for you than really I meant to, that is perhaps something which the Noisein should recognize. If he's not going to recognize that monetarily, Tarumus, I cannot Tarumus upon him. A worker works extra hard, the Chayre, it is mutl on the worker to acknowledge it. If he neglects to do so, then there would be Tarumus.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.